Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Well, it's great to have you on board for another program here at Pioneer Valley Radio. As I take a moment to look around Western Mass, we see that Mayor Dominic J. Sarno and Human Resources and Labor Relations Director William Mahoney have announced that the International Association of Firefighters, Local 648, have voted to ratify their new labor contract with Springfield. The IAFF Local 648 represents about 254 firefighters with the Springfield Fire Department, and the ratified contract offers the period from July 1, 2020 to June 30, 2021, and July 1, 2021 to June 30, 2024, and includes a cost of living adjustment of 2.5% for each year. Now, the contract will now be sent to the City Council for review and for vote of approval. What else is going on? In Chicopee, Mayor John Vio and legislators and elected officials touched by organ donation to celebrate organ donation and April at National Organ Donation Month and ask people to have a heart and get a heart by registering as a donor at the RMV when getting or renewing your driver's license, real ID, or ID. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno will attend and cheer on the beloved Springfield Thunderbirds, taking on their I-91 division rival, the Hartford Wolfpack, in Game 1, Round 1 of the Calder Cup playoffs. American International College, AIC, Vice President for Athletics Lou Izzy, and Director of Athletics Jessica Chapin have announced that AIC will add acrobatics and tumbling as the college's 25th varsity sport beginning in the 2024-25 academic year. Acrobatics and tumbling, an NCAA emerging sport for women with competitions held during the spring sports season, is the evolution of different disciplines of gymnastics that combine the athletic aspects of competitive cheerleading. The sport involves tumbling, tosses, acrobatic lifts, and pyramids. And they plan to hire a full-time coach by midsummer of 2023 to recruit and to build a competitive roster in preparation for the team's inaugural season, spring 2025. East Hampton has ordered public parking spaces on Main Street to be allowed for use of outdoor dining space right on through November. Restaurants interested in outdoor dining must apply to convert public parking into dining space. Outdoor dining in East Hampton will be allowed right on through November 30th. Eversource Massachusetts customers can expect to see a lower energy bill this summer as rate changes are expected to take effect July 1. This winter, energy supply prices were up to historic highs in New England due to natural gas supply constraints from the war in Ukraine and other global pressures. Although customers will see a decrease in their bill this summer, Eversource added that customers should still expect higher costs next winter due to market volatility. Rate changes occur two times a year in Massachusetts, January 1st and July 1st. Well, natural gas giveth and natural gas taketh away. Now, ladies and gentle people, we are pleased to have our ArtsBeat reporter on hand for a little look-see at what's going on the stages of the region. Please welcome Mark Auerbach. Mark?
Harmonia 5 will bring a chamber music program, April in Paris, to the Westfield Athenaeum Thursday as part of MOSO's Westfield Chamber Music Series. Tickets are available at westapp.org. Leslie Newman, the award-winning author and activist, presents a free program, He Continues to Make a Difference, The Story of Matthew Shepherd, April 22nd at the Amherst Pelham Regional High School. Newman's appearance, sponsored by Decamera Singers, precedes their performances of Craig Hella Johnson's music theater piece, Considering Matthew Shepherd, headed to Greenfield May 21st. Newman contributes some of the libretto for that piece. For details, thecamerasingers.org. The 2023 Bach Festival and Symposium, sponsored by the UMass Department of Music and Dance, returns to the Valley April 21st through the 23rd. Since 2015, this biennial event has brought scores of concertgoers and Bach experts to UMass and the town of Amherst for a series of performances, scholarly presentations, community concerts, and discussions. Festival highlights this year include a full performance of Bach's Mass in B minor and a free performance of Bach's Coffee Cantata at Amherst Coffee. For details, fineartcenter.com. Four Winters, the award-winning documentary from Julia Mintz, will be screened April 19th at the Academy of Music Theater in Northampton. The documentary profiles Jewish partisans' awe-inspiring, riveting, and myth-shattering stories of resistance and survival. Four Winters worked with over a dozen local filmmakers and artists from Northampton to make this movie. Mintz will host a post-screening discussion. For program details, aomtheater.com. The Rembrandt, Jessica Dickey's play about a museum guard who touches a masterpiece, plays Theater Works Hartford, April 21st through May 14th. Maria Malief directs a cast which includes Ephraim Burney, who starred opposite his father in Chester Bailey at Barrington Stage and in New York, and in The Sound Inside at Theater Works. For details, pwhartford.org. Valley Classical Concert celebrates the 150th birthday of Sergei Rachmaninoff on April 23rd at Sweeney Hall on the Smith College campus. Pianist Sergei Babayan performs an all-Rachmaninoff program. For details, valleyclassicalconcerts.org. Julianne Boyd, founding artistic director of Barrington Stage Company, will receive the Berkshire Nonprofit Awards Lifetime Achievement Award from the Nonprofit Center of the Berkshires. Boyd retired last year, but returns to Pittsfield to stage Brian Friel's Faith Healer later this season. For details, nbberkshires.org. And last, Jennifer Holliday, the Tony Award winner for her legendary performance in Dreamgirls, will headline Goodspeed Musical's 60th Anniversary Gala on June 12th. For details, goodspeed.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you very much, Mark. And thank you for joining us on this edition of our program here at Pioneer Valley Radio. We'll be back again with another look at the goings-on in Western Mass. Thank you very much. I'm Brad Shepherd. We will talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2023.
All rights reserved.